Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
More audio recordings will be in part 1 and 2 will be at the end of this video. I would have spread these videos out over a couple days, but I feel like crap, so I figured this would be easier on me. If you haven't seen the Chili Army video, people seem to really like it. I will put that at the end as well, or you can watch now by clicking the card on your screen up top. If any new UFO or any other cool video hits the net, I will post right away, as I am still watching for any. I appreciate you.
I work at the Oakland Air Route Traffic Control Center.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and we observed an unknown phenomenon this morning. About 1600 Zulu.
Uh-huh.
And local time, that was about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And we observed it for about 10 to 15 minutes. Two targets, and we were working in conjunction with Air Defense Command.
Yes.
They also painted the targets on their radar. We checked two radar systems in our facility. The targets were approximately 200 miles west of San Francisco over the water. They stayed in close proximity to each other. Correction, let me rephrase that. They flew in what appeared to be unison, approximately 90 miles apart, in a north-south track. We observed them initially tracking south. Their speed was in excess of 2,000 knots. They did a high-speed run for about 75 miles, made a very abrupt slowdown, and then a 180-degree turn and tracked back northbound in excess of 2,000 knots. Made us about a 15 to 20 degree right turn, and then we lost them. ADC advised me that the targets were too high to get an altitude readout on, and they confirmed their speed in excess of 1,857 miles an hour also.
Okay. Any estimate of altitude?
Their altitude readout capabilities, I think, are classified.
I see.
And they were reluctant to advise us what the altitude was, but
okay.
I do know that they were in excess of 60,000 feet.
Okay, were you getting a good strong return?
Oh, good. Painted like a barn out there. And it was a good strong track, like we were painting a 747 on primary target within 50 miles of the antenna site.
Okay.
It was really a fantastic situation. And several radar systems. We were receiving them off of two conjunctive radar sites that we work with. The 26th NORAD was receiving targets on them, and the 25th NORAD was also receiving targets on them. So there was no radar phenomenon involved, unless it was something so unique that it would affect all radar systems.
Okay. When they left to the north, did they just go off of the screen?
They just went off of the screen.
Okay.
It was almost like, like they went to such an excessively high speed and rate of climb that one moment the antenna picked them up, and the next sweep of the antenna, there was nothing there to hit.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, we sure appreciate this information.
All right.
UFO Reporting Center?
Calling from Los Angeles.
Yes.
I've got to make this fairly short because I've got to get back to my doctor's at 2:30. The FAA and the Air Force gave me this number.
Yes.
And I'd like to report something that happened to my girlfriend and I last night in Topanga Canyon.
Okay. Would you describe it, please?
And by the way, we called the Malibu police, and they said that three other people had reported similar things. It's nothing that we're imagining.
Okay.
We were driving up Coast Highway number one, Pacific Coast Highway. Are you familiar with that area?
Yes, I am.
And we backtracked and decided to go up to Panga Canyon Road, which is it goes pretty high up into the canyon country. Do you know where Panga Canyon is?
Yes.
Okay.
Very familiar with it.
All right. There's a place where old Panga Canyon goes to new Panga Canyon. There's a real high ledge that goes deep, deep down. You can overlook the canyon.
Okay.
At any rate, it gets weirder as it goes on. Out of nowhere appeared over our car a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant light that was hovering about, I'd say, 50 feet on top of our car.
Okay.
And at first we thought it was a helicopter, a police helicopter or something, except that we realized that we didn't hear any sound. And we looked up and we could see clearly the defined shape of a pie-shaped object, a saucer. I mean, I hate to use that term.
Okay.
A saucer-type object. There was a rim. We could see a rim, and then within the rim was this just one big, brilliant, brilliant light that kept shining on our car.
Okay. Was this like a beam of light?
Yes.
Okay. Was that in the form of a beam or a cone?
It was a wide cone.
Okay.
A wide cone.
Okay.
Covered, I'd say a good maybe 50 feet in diameter.
Okay.
But it was very, very bright. At any rate, we turned the car around and we decided to go back down the canyon, and this damn thing kept following us. It kept at the speed we were going, at the same speed we were going, it was following us. It was above our car about 50 feet,
okay.
I'd say. And we kept looking up, and it was there, and if we would go faster, it would go faster. If we would slow down, it would slow down. And we had the distinct impression that it was pursuing us. And the only noise that I felt that we could hear was the sound that a transformer would make, like a hum.
All right.
A high-pitched hum.
Okay.
Then I told my girlfriend, we better get out of here. So I accelerated the car, but you got to be very careful on Topanga Canyon because it's a very windy road. And when I tried to accelerate the car, my engine went out. The lights went out. Everything went out.
Okay.
And we got out of the car thinking that we were going to run away. I'm telling you, my girlfriend was almost to the state of hysteria. In fact, later on, we went to Cedar Sinai emergency room when I got home, when we got to our home here. When we got out of the car, we got even a better look at it. We saw that it was not a helicopter. And within, I'd say, seconds, it just went straight up in the air. And as quickly as it appeared, that's how quickly it vanished.
Okay.
At any rate, we got back into the car, and the car started. And we got down to the Coast Highway. We came home to Los Angeles, and my girlfriend was very, very badly shaken up. She's a nurse. I'm an accountant. We went to Cedars-Sinai emergency room, and we had broken out in blisters on the backs of our hands. My girlfriend, where she was wearing a necklace, you could see the mark where the necklace was. I wear glasses. You could see on my face the glass mark. And we have very nauseous all night and diarrhea.
Okay, was that like a bad sunburn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's like a bad sunburn, but it's weepy. They're weeping blisters.
Okay.
And I sure didn't have it. We didn't have this when we went out. At any rate, we did call the Malibu police when we got home. And they said that three other people had called concerning similar incidents that evening.
In the same area?
In the same area, the Tanga Canyon area.
Okay.
It was an Officer Burns that I had spoken with.
Okay.
And we're going to go back to the doctors today at 2:30, so I can't stay too long, and I don't want to get terribly involved, but even the doctor said I should, I could report this. I'm not prone to these far-out situations, sir, but it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. It was really quite frightening.
Okay. Now, was your girlfriend an RN?
Yes, she's a registered
okay.
nurse.
Now, what time did that occur?
It occurred, I would say, approximately at 12:30
okay.
in the evening.
That's this morning?
Yes. My girlfriend works at the Wadsworth Veterans Hospital.
Okay. What was the name of that veterans hospital?
The Wadsworth Veterans Hospital.
Okay. Now, do you have any estimate of the diameter of the object?
It was about 50 feet in diameter.
Okay. Now, do you remember the color of that cone of light?
White.
Okay.
White with, but there was some blue in it, blue around the edges.
Okay, now when you were exposed to that beam of light, did you detect any change of temperature?
No, but our skin tingled.
Okay.
And it felt like there was a little, I don't know, electrical feeling in your skin.
Okay.
And then for a brief moment, to tell you the truth, neither of us even could remember what happened. It was almost as if we had blacked out.
But you feel that that was a very short duration?
I think so. I have no way of knowing.
Okay. Did you detect any unusual odors at the time?
Come to think of it, yeah. I would say, like burnt cinnamon.
Okay. Did you have any trouble restarting your car?
At that point, I can't, to tell you the truth, I can't remember.
Okay.
I don't know. I think maybe a couple clicks and it started. I can't remember.
Okay. Have you seen any other problems with the car since you got home?
No.
Okay. Now, were there any other unusual physical traces with you or your lady friend?
No.
Okay. And how long do you feel this entire incident went on?
I feel that it followed us for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then out of the car, maybe a minute or so. But it was when we were out of the car is when I kind of lost track of what was going on for a while.
Okay.
Do other people report things like this?
Well, yes, sir, they sure have. They've been reporting them for years. Now, what was the name of the doctor you were going to?
Well, we went to the Cedars-Sinai emergency room, and I don't recall the
oh,
name
okay.
of the doctor.
Okay.
Because of my job, I really don't want to get
I understand.
Fairly visible, because when you talk about this to people, we are going to go see a psychiatrist. We weren't hallucinating. I didn't make this rash up.
Yes. Okay, could I get your name?
Sir, I don't want to give my name.
Okay. Is there any way we can get back to you if we need more information?
Well, what more information would you need? I'm going to go back to the doctors. I can't call you back. It's just that my girlfriend has a governmental job. And
right.
You've got to understand, this is of such high strangeness that people tend, if it gets out, they tend to look at you as if you're weird or something.
I understand. Okay, what would we like to do after you visit your doctor, if you feel like it, we'd like to hear what his diagnosis of the injuries is.
And what do they do with all this data?
What do we do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we compare it with other similar cases over the past years,
mm-hmm.
which gives us a basis for determining the reality of what is going on.
Is this something that the government is doing?
No. No, this type of incident has occurred off and on throughout the United States and overseas for the last 40 years.
I've read about things like this, but reading it is one thing, but when you see it firsthand, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it.
It can be very traumatic.
And other people do call you?
Oh, yes. We get, we're averaging about six calls or six reports a day right now, and that's very, very quiet. We cover all of North America.
Well, what is this thought to be?
Well, there's, of course, three or four different theories. My own personal opinion is that these are objects coming in from outer space. I've been studying the subject for 36 years.
Jesus Christ. So you don't think this was in...
Did you want to make a report?
Yes, okay.
Okay, first give us the description of what you saw.
Okay, I didn't see it. Okay, this has been reported to me. This is the Egremont Police Department?
Yes.
Okay, in Egremont, Massachusetts?
Yes.
Okay. Briefly, what she saw was she was awakened by a bright light.
Okay.
Okay, and a loud noise outside her house at approximately 8 a.m.
This morning?
Sunday morning.
Sunday, okay.
Right. She was embarrassed to report it.
Okay.
Okay, and she experienced, she thought what was a dream. I don't know. She explained the phenomenon as... she woke up with a pain in her side, okay, and then she noticed she had been, I don't know if she had like a cut or something on her chest area.
Okay.
Okay, and she got up and she put on her shoes, and her shoes were wet. She didn't remember leaving the house for the night. For some reason, she walked up into the area where she seen the light, and she seen a triangular, I don't know what you'd call it. I just went up and looked at it with another police officer. I describe it as a area in the grass with three triangular spots on the grass.
Kind of impressions.
Right.
Okay.
It would be an impression, but it's not a deep impression.
Right.
The grass
okay.
is soft, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It would be the grass is down in those three spots, and the grass is discolored to a white color.
Okay.
Okay. We measured the spots. They're all approximately 16 inches in diameter, the three of them.
Yes.
And from center to center measured, it is exactly 10 feet, 4 inches.
Okay.
I did take some of the grass as a sample. I probably shouldn't have touched it with my hands, but I did. They burn out. I'm going to sue you. I'll be screaming, nanu, nanu. But... she reports that last night, the next night, I guess it was, the night after this, this would have been Monday night, she did see in the sky a flat-shaped object, okay, with all different colorations of lights on them.
Okay.
Okay, she was embarrassed to report them, but finally convinced her. We took pictures of the indentations in the grass, the discolorations in the grass, and also did the measuring, of course, and I'll file a report here.
Could I get your name?
Sure, it's Chief.
And your number there?
Okay, and it's the Egremont Police Department. That's EGREMONT, Egremont, Massachusetts.
Okay.
I know you had a report nearby here. I don't know if you took the report or who it was reported to, Columbia County, New York, the other night.
Okay.
Okay. Somebody, it was on the radio that somebody reported a sighting.
Okay. Okay, we appreciate your reporting that, and...
I wonder, though, to have somebody look at that, who would I get in touch with?
Well, we'll notify an agency, and if they've got people in that area, they'll be there right away.
Tonight or tomorrow? Or?
Probably tomorrow, yes.
Right. Okay.
But they'll call ahead of time, make some kind of appointment.
Okay, listen, have them, I would prefer they got in touch with me first. She's pretty quite embarrassed over it and everything, and I can probably sue things for her. Because she's got a kennel there with a lot of German shepherds, and she's afraid everybody's going to be running wild up there.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, just to be on the safe side, okay?
Okay, thanks again.
Thanks for your help.
Bye-bye.